Too Late, written by Royal D'Souza, narrated by Royal D'Souza. I was standing on the edge of a waterfall around 180 feet above the ground, almost equal to a building with 30 floors. My hands were profusely sweating. I could feel the shivers down my spine, and my soul was encapsulated by fear. My heart was telling me, just one more step, Royal, just one more step and everything will be fine. My mind whispered, you don't have to do it, Royal. You don't have to do it. I looked back with fear and I thought to myself, I think it's too late now. Have you ever been through a difficult situation in your life? Well, this was mine. Now, to give you a better perspective how I landed up in this situation, allow me to take you through the sands of time and give you a sneak peek into my life. Previous day, June 16th, 2018, I was in Pune. It was a gloomy weekend, and at around 6 pm, I was watching a boxing match. Buster Douglas versus Mike Tyson. The entire world knew that Tyson would win that match. The entire world knew, except Buster Douglas. He rose like a phoenix and defeated Mike Tyson. The undefeated Mike Tyson was on the ground, defeated. Now, this match inspired me and I was filled with motivation. I was browsing through Facebook and an ad pops up. Water rappelling, conquer your fear of heights. Now, if it were some other day, I would have ignored it. But I was pumped up with motivation. Even though I was scared of heights and water, I paid the fees and I signed up for it. I set up the alarm at 6 a.m., 6:10, 6:20. You know the drill, right? The goal is to wake up at 7 a.m. Next day morning, as I managed to wake up successfully from my sleep at 7 a.m., after an incremental dosage of alarm, I realized that my dosage of motivation is missing. It has disappeared. I started reanalyzing and I thought to myself, what have I done? What was I thinking? One motivational video pumped me up to book the slot, but that motivation disappeared like Anil Kapoor in Mr. India movie. And there was no refund policy as well. You know what? Sometimes I feel even life is also like those gym memberships, which sounds good at the beginning, but it comes with very complicated refund policy. Those of you who don't know what's water rappelling, imagine a massive waterfall in front of you, and the height of it is as similar to that of a 30-floor building. Now, you are on the edge of the waterfall and you're supposed to rappel down vertically through the waters. Now that's water rappelling for you. Now the next thing I remember is I am all geared up, standing on top of a mountain, waiting for my turn. And there were some group of cute girls waiting for their turn as well. I convinced myself, come on, Royal, this is it. This is it. Everything's going to be fine. And you're going to conquer your fear of heights and water. I convinced myself and with confidence, I moved towards the edge of the waterfall and I looked down. Now at this moment, I realized I am, you know the word, right? My belly was filled with fear not beer, for a change. And I was trembling. I wanted to give up and I turned around. But all the cute girls were waiting for their turn and I realized at this point, it's too late now. I had to make a decision. A difficult decision, to be honest. I could also see the angels in the sky waiting to take me away. With fear, I began my descent. As I was descending, my legs were shivering. My mind said, Royal whiskey was less risky. And my heart was bubbling with joy. It was a cocktail of emotions. 30 feet later, my mind started giving away. My back was paining badly. The water hit my face harder than I expected. I couldn't breathe. I was literally hanging 150 feet above the ground, trusting my entire life on a rope. And that very moment, I decided to take a break. So what I did was, I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and I turned around, facing the opposite side of the waterfall. As I opened my eyes, ladies and gentlemen, this was one of the most beautiful scenic view of my life. I saw the mountains enveloped with fog and lighted up by the sun. And this view was mesmerizing. I felt like I was floating in mid-air and the gushing water was covering me like a blanket. In fact, it was like a curtain. I had to sneak peek through it to see this mesmerizing view. I was looking at the nature from a different perspective, literally. And I could also see monkey in one of the trees wondering, what's up with these humans doing this monkey business? A minute or two later, I gathered all my courage and I continued my journey. As my feet touched the ground, I could feel a sheer joy of ecstasy gushing through my veins. A sense of achievement, joy, and pride was overflowing within me. And at this moment, I realized the most profound lesson in my life. And that is, fear is like beer. You won't like it the first time, nor the second time, but eventually you will outgrow it and start enjoying it. I know how it feels like when fear encapsulates us and it doesn't allow us to move forward in life. I know how it feels. But you need to trust me in this. You need to stand on the edge of the fear which is holding you back. Belly full of fear, a heart full of courage. Redesign yourself. What would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail? How big would you play? And where would you leave? Let's hold fear in one hand and passion in another and leap. And one of the three things will happen. You will learn to fly. You will have a soft landing. Or else you will fall hard and you will need a band-aid. Either way, you will find what you were searching for. So to you I say, dream on. And remember, whiskey can be less risky, but overcoming fear will take you higher than a bottle of beer.